The Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you? And when we really learn who we are in Christ, then we will walk in that courage. We will walk in that confidence in the Lord. Really, what we lack in the church today is courage and confidence. It's interesting. Think about Gideon. Gideon was hiding. He was an Israelite. He was a son of promise. He was a son of authority. He was a son of power. But he was hiding. So many Christians today are hiding because they think they're weak. They don't understand their identity, their authority. They don't understand the courage and the confidence that God gives them. Listen, we're to be in the forefront. Hello? We're to be walking in that dunamis, dynamite, Holy Spirit power, that power that is greater than any other power on the face of the earth. But we need to understand who we are in Christ. And when we do, we're going to be a new person. We're going to think a new way. We're going to have new feelings. We're going to have new behavior. We're going to start acting different. But guess what? It takes work. It takes discipline. It takes maybe getting up a little earlier in the morning to meditate and memorize and muse over and ponder and rehearse what God says about it. You see, the problem with us, church, is we're lazy. Oh, I didn't think I'd get too many amens on that one. But the truth hurts. But I'm going to tell you what, when we learn, it's interesting that in 2 Peter 1, the very first character quality that is mentioned there is diligence. Diligence. You know why? It's because every other character quality under diligence is faith, moral excellence, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and Christian love. And it says at the very end of that those who are walking in these will increase in fruit. But the very first quality is not faith, it's diligence. Why? It's because we as people of God, we need to take the Word of God and we need to hide it in our head and in our heart. Because when we do, you see, really the effect of the Word of God is not really memorizing it, but it's meditating upon it. And to meditate upon the Word takes work. You see, what the Spirit of the Lord has done here this morning is for us right here. What I'm giving you is for you when you walk out the door. That's right. It's the after work of the altar work. Went to a doctor one time. He said, Bruce, you're really sick. Listen, I'm really stubborn, okay? You can pray for me and pray for my wife, but I'm very stubborn. And when I'm sick, I don't want to go to the doctor. I can beat this thing, bless God. Well, I couldn't beat it. I got so sick, I was just laying on the couch, and that's not me. And I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, Bruce, I'm going to do two things. Number one, I'm going to give you a shot. Then he said, I'm going to give you some pills to take, and you better take these pills for as long as I say take them, for if you don't, you're going to relapse. Do you know why so many of us relapse in the church? It's because we're not taking the medicine God's given us. We come in a service like this morning, and I'm telling you something. God is doing something special here. He is stirring the waters, and you better jump in. Because if you don't, that's fine. Just stay that stale, dry, mucky, musty-smelling Christian where people don't want to be around you. But get in. If you'll jump in the pool of what God is doing here at Hidden Treasures, you're going to find newness of life. You're going to find freshness. You're going to find the aroma of God. And those around you are going to find the aroma of God. But that doctor, he gave me a shot. And that's like coming to the altar, what God did earlier here in the service. But the medicine that we have to take is the Word of God. Listen, there's a tool right here. Right here. It's a workbook. In fact, we have slashed. I told Donna before the service, I said, we're going to slash the price. Every workbook is $5 this morning. And I tell you what. When we were at the mission school, the students that came at the end of the year, we asked them, what was the thing that affected you the most? They said it was them learning who they were in Christ. Out of Berean classes, global classes, out of theological classes, out of all the classes they went through, the thing that affected them the most. I'm going to tell you about a young lady that came to Missio Dei. When she came for the interview process, I was not in favor of her coming because first thing we do is go on a college campus and they would eat her lunch. She was shy. She had hardly any courage, no confidence. But at the end of our interview with her, when she went out and we made the decision whether she was going to get to come or not, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, Bruce, I want to do a work of in her life when she comes to Missio Dei. And she delved into the scriptures in this workbook. She worked through this workbook. And I'm going to tell you, by the end of the year, this young lady was one of the most courageous ladies we had. Pastor Rick was talking about stepping out of your comfort zone and convenience. You know how we do that? We learn who we are in God. Because when we learn who we are in God, those rejection issues fall by the wayside. Those approval issues fall by the wayside. Those inferiority issues fall by the wayside. And we walk in who we are in Christ. But we have to discipline ourselves. In the book of Ephesians, Paul uses the phrase in Christ a lot. So he says, this is who you are in Christ. That little phrase in Christ there means this: to walk in a daily, vital, vibrant, powerful union relationship with Jesus. It means to spend time with Jesus every day. It means to get into the Word of God, find out who He is, find out who we are, and then we will walk out in power who we are. I'm no longer Bruce. I'm Christian. Born of Christ. I am in Christ. That's my new name. God gave Gideon a new name. Gideon was saying, oh Lord, angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord came to him, started talking to Gideon. Gideon, I'm going to use you. Oh, wait a minute, angel of the Lord. I'm the weakest. I'm the least in my tribe, in my clan. I'm the least. There he was hiding, threshing wheat because the Midianites were coming and destroying all of their crops. There he is hiding. And the angel of the Lord speaks to Gideon and says, oh, mighty warrior. Gideon goes, who? Who? You're no longer Gideon. You are a warrior. Look at what Gideon did. Gideon went in the night and tore down the idols of Ashtaroth and Baal. Some people might say, he did it at night. Guess what? At least he's not hiding anymore. He has taken a step. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Right? I believe Gideon started rehearsing in his mind, I'm a warrior, I'm not a weakling. I'm a warrior, I'm not a weakling. I'm a warrior, I'm not a weakling. And he began to say that to himself. I believe that he began to say that to himself so much that he started believing it in his heart. And then God says, okay, Gideon, you're going to take an army and you're going to go fight against the Midianites and these other armies. Gideon didn't say again, well, wait a minute, Lord, I'm weak, I'm inferior, I have rejection issues, God, I'm afraid, God. No, he said, okay, God, and he went and he got an army and he went and destroyed. He overcame. He got victory against the Midianites. I'm going to tell you what happens. When we learn who we are in Christ, God will begin to give us victories. We'll begin to walk in the security of God. Yes, we might step out at work and we might go to somebody and say, you know, Jesus loves you so much. Other people might laugh at you, but guess what? Their voice doesn't matter anymore. Because we're not getting our worth and value from them. We're getting our worth and value from Jesus because we have been spending time with Him on a daily basis. We are hearing His voice. What he says about us is getting from our head to our heart. We got here at around 6:30 yesterday, and I went to the Anytime Fitness down here. Got me in a little workout. And when I go work out, I'm there to build relationships and work out. There was a trucker in there. He and I got to talking. I got to talking to him about the Lord. He didn't get saved, but there's a seed planted. Listen, you might be a shy person now, but when you're baptized in the Holy Spirit and you get the combination of developing the identity of Christ, look out, the devil starts to tremble. What are we going to be? Weak or warrior? Romans 6:11 says, consider yourselves dead to sin and alive unto Christ. That word alive there means as we walk in that relationship with Jesus, that we walk in vitality, we walk in vigor, we walk in the person and power of the Holy Spirit. What's the largest chapter in the Bible? Psalm 119, what's it about? It's about the precepts, the statutes, the commands of God. Listen, if the longest chapter in the Bible is about taking the word and putting it in our head and our heart, that says something to us. It's important. We have a choice this morning. The choice is this: are we going to continue to be lazy, undisciplined, unhabitual people, and continue to walk with the same mentality, the same feelings, the same actions? Or are we going to, I love, man, what you said, just stretch your hands out and put a cup there and God will fill it. I feel like God is saying this morning, when you go home every day, stretch out the Word of God, put it in your hand and learn who you are in Christ. Because when you do, guess what? Your mind's going to change. Your thought patterns are going to change. Your attitudes are going to change. Your feelings are going to change. Here's Here's a quote that the Lord gave me while I was at Missio Dei, and the Lord was helping me to develop this workbook. Here it is. What we rehearse is reinforced. And what is reinforced is rewarded. What we rehearse is reinforced. If we rehearse the Word of God in our minds and our hearts, that's going to be reinforced. And when those rejection issues come, we're going to go, wait a minute, I'm accepted by Jesus, not by you. God doesn't judge me according to my performance. God says no matter how I perform, I'm valuable to Him. So therefore, as long as I walk in a relationship with Him, I'm secure in Him. God calls you to do something, and you go, whoa, wait a minute, God. Whoa, I've never done that before, God. I've never spoken that to somebody before, God. I don't know. No. You see, when we're learning our identity, who we are in Christ, we go, okay, God, you spoke it. You said I could do it, so I'm going to step out. Yeah. I'm going to speak it. While I was at the gym yesterday, man was in there. God said, Bruce, speak this to him. It was one sentence. Boom, there you go. Seed planted. People ask me, why do you work out? Well, there's a number of reasons. But I tell you, the main reason is this. When I get into the gym, there's a great place to talk to people. Learning who we are in Christ. Psalm 1 says this, verse 2, but His delight is in the law of the Lord. Is your delight in the Word of God? Do you delight to hear the voice of God more than the voice of your friends? Even more than the voice of your mate, do you desire to hear the voice of God? I had a person came to me one time and said, God hasn't spoke to me in months. I said, have you opened your Bible? He said, no. I said, that's the reason. You open your Bible, He'll speak to you. But His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law He does what? He meditates. He rehearses. He repeats. He meditates on the Word day and night. And he shall be like a tree firmly planted by the rivers of water, which shall yield its fruit in its season. Fruit, confidence, courage shall yield its fruit in its season, and its leaf shall not wither. And whatsoever he does shall prosper. James 1:25, and he looks into the word intently, the law that gives you freedom, not being a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man shall be blessed in what he does. Why would we not want to take the Word of God? Why would we not want to hear the voice of God? Because when we put our hands out, we receive the best from Him. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit set this thing up this morning. He set you up. This is just the after work of the altar work. Listen, we can choose this morning to come and get the shot and leave and go, man, God touched me. But are we going to let God continue when we go home what He did in the house of God? James 1:21, lay apart all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness, and receive with humility the implanted word which will save your souls. The implanted word, the word that is put in and spiritually digested, will save our souls. I'm sorry, Pastor Rick, I lied. I said this would be a short message. I'm winding down. Maybe. Unless I get wound back up. Somebody come up here and wind me up. I'm telling you. I've experienced it. We had students at the mission school that experienced it. We basically have an older congregation right now. Donna and I are the youngest ones there. I know we're 30 years old, but why are you laughing? We're the youngest ones there. But I'm going to tell you something. One thing I love about these people, Pastor Rick, they are open. I went in there on Wednesday nights and I said, okay, we're going to do discipleship for 2 years. And Wednesday nights, and this is going to be it. I'm going to do a 15, a 20-minute teaching. I know you don't believe that, but I do. I keep it 15, 20 minutes of teaching. They have homework. We have 70, 60, 70, 80, and 90-year-old people that are going home and doing homework. They're studying the scriptures. They're answering questions. And then we come back the next Wednesday and I go, okay, let's go over these questions. What'd you learn? I'm telling you, those guys are teachable. They've got their hands out. They're like, hey, Pastor, we want whatever God has for us. They're blowing me away. It's like what Pastor and Pastor Shannon said, we have got to be open. We have got to have the lid off of the jar so that God can pour into us. So that he can pour into us his spirit, so that he can pour into us his word of who we are. Okay, I'm closing with this scripture, maybe. Matthew, I think it's 22:37, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. You know the reason why we don't love our neighbor? It's because we really don't love ourselves. We really don't understand God's love for us. We really don't understand who we are in Him. For when we really understand who we are in Him, and it's going to enable us to better love other people. You see, what we've made, folks, is we've made witnessing about us. We've made witnessing about us. Well, Lord, I'm not courageous enough. You have the opportunity now to get courageous. Well, Lord, I'm just not confident enough. No more excuses. You see, because when we're walking in courage, it's not about us, it's about them. If we're afraid to tell people about Jesus, tell me, where's the focus? It's on me. But when I'm walking in courage and I go, God, I don't care if they reject me. I don't care about their opinions of me. I'm going to speak to them what you've told me to speak to them. It's about them. It's not about us. Ministry is simple. Not easy, but it's simple. Simple is sin. Ministry is simple because it's simple to know people's needs and meet them. Oh, and by the way, I know I said I was going to close that scripture. I lied. I'm sorry. I confess. I sin, Lord. Okay. I'm going to try to close with this. I'm telling you, Spirit of God just keeps giving me stuff. Not only do we need to learn and hear the voice of God, but we need to be the voice of God to other people. It's in Proverbs somewhere 15, I don't know, somewhere in there. Proverbs 15, 2, or I know what's in there. Says this, reckless words pierce like a sword. But, thank the Lord for that word in the Bible. But the tongue of the wise brings healing. Do you know that we have the ability through the Holy Spirit and the Word of God that resides in us to speak healing into people's lives? Remember that young lady I told you about that came to Missy O'Day, and she was shy, and she started learning her identity in Christ. And we were in chapel one morning, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, this is what I want you to say to her every time you see her. I'm like, every time? Lord, she has 5 classes with me. I see her in chapel. I see her in, you know. He said, every time you speak this to her, courageous, and then her name. By the end of the year, when God had brought such a change in her life, she came to me without anybody else around, and she said, Pastor Bruce, I'm going to tell you, one of the most powerful things that happened to me this year, the whole time at Missy O'Day, she said, it would be when you would call me courageous and then my name. I didn't realize it, but God was bringing healing to that young lady. I'm an imperfect vessel. Just ask my wife. No, don't ask her. I'm an imperfect vessel, but I'm going to tell you something. We have the ability to speak healing into other people's lives, but we can't speak what we don't have. Oh, I'm telling you, folks, God is wanting to do something miraculous in us and through us. But he can't do it until we open up our hands and say, God, I want to receive everything that you have for me. Here and in our daily time with him. I want to encourage you. Get to know who you are in Christ. If you can't afford this, and you know what you do? Google. Google's great. You go to Google and you just Google my identity in Christ. It'll pull up some stuff for you. Wow, today has been rich. Such a move of the Spirit of God. I'm telling you, jump in. Jump in to what God is doing in this place. When there is such an intensity of the Spirit of God, bring lost people in here. We did a yard sale at the church yesterday because one of our air conditioner compressors has gone out. Our roof is leaking. We need money. They came to me and said, Pastor, can we do a yard sale? I said, only on one condition. They said, what's that? I said, we turn it into an outreach. That's the only way we're going to do it. So we had some invite cards made up. Everybody who came through got an invite card saying we would love to have you. We had connectors in the building that were just there to walk around and greet people, talk to people, build relationships with people. Because I told him, I said, this yard sale isn't going to be just about us getting money for a compressor. Everything we do need. Oh, I love that. Every time I come here, my heart just leaps with joy. Discover God's purpose for our lives. Do you know God's purpose for your life is to, if you're doing a yard sale, invite people to church, invite people to Jesus, build relationships with people. The Lord's helping me, and I sort of tremble doing this. I mean, I know I can do it in the confidence of the Lord, but the Lord spoke to me a few weeks ago, told me to develop a little booklet for pastors that's called Whole Person Health. Because anytime fitness has some great quotes, I steal them. In Jesus' name, of course. In the love of the Lord. But they have a quote that has just in me, I need to grow. I need to become more healthy in a lot of areas. But this is what the quote is. Get to a healthier place. God began to speak to me first about myself. Bruce, you need to become more healthy mentally, emotionally, physically. Listen, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. I wonder what the Holy Spirit's saying about our temple right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, bless the Lord, exercise profits little. It didn't say it doesn't profit. Hello? You want to minister longer? You want to live longer? Get in better shape. I'm 59 years old. Oh, I don't feel 59. I want to minister as long as I can. I want to be with this wonderful lady right here as long as I can. I want to be able to experience more grandkids as long as I can. But the number one thing is, I want to still be preaching when I'm 90 years old. That's a goal that I have, Pastor Rick, that at 90 years old, I'm still preaching and I'm preaching with energy. I went and worked out with my youngest daughter. We went and visited her and her husband in Orlando last weekend. And when we got there on a Friday, first thing out of my youngest daughter's mouth, Daddy, you ready to go to the gym? I said, I'm ready. We went and we left the gym. We got in the car and I said, honey, do you know why Daddy works out so much? She said, well, I think I know a few reasons. I said, it's because, honey, when I'm 90, I still want to be preaching. I still want to be able to minister to people. But being healthy mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, being healthy socially in relationships and being healthy in our finances. Y'all pray for me in writing this thing. Lord, I thank you. The working of your spirit this morning. I pray, Lord, that there will be teachable people in this place. I pray, Lord, that there will be people who will be open and receptive and responsive to the truth of the Word of God. I pray for non-Christians, Lord, not only in Kingsland, but Lord, in this region. Lord, you said that you're bidding those who are thirsty to come. Lord, I pray for those non-Christians who are thirsty for something real. I pray that you will draw them to these people of God right here. And Lord, therefore, they'll be drawn to you. And they'll be drawn to this body. That they'll be drawn to this place. Those who are thirsty, God. Lord, those who are still rebellious and don't care and they're stiff-necked, Holy Spirit, do with them as you did with Pharaoh. Lord, send the circumstances and situations in their heart to bring them to that point of brokenness. Bring them to the end of their rope, God, to where they can only look up to you. Now, God, I pray for your people. God, I pray in Jesus' name for diligence. Diligence, a great work ethic, God, to develop our spiritual selves, God, to develop our identity. I pray, Holy Spirit, that as we take the Word of God and we memorize upon the Scripture, as we meditate upon the Scripture, I pray, Holy Spirit, give revelation. I pray for that spirit of wisdom and insight. And revelation, God, first of all, to who you are, and then, Lord, to who we are in you. I pray for that to permeate us, God. Lord, for us to be so absorbed, God, that the Word of God would be absorbed into our hearts, God. Lord, that we would begin to walk in that newness of life. We would grow when walking in that being alive in you. And Lord, we praise you, God. Oh, do your work as we hold our hands out to receive. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.